Thanks to ExpressVPN for supporting the Productivity Show. If you believe that your data is your business, secure yourself. ExpressVPN will secure your privacy and protect your information. Visit expressvpn.com/TPS and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. Thanks also to Gusto for supporting the Productivity Show. Gusto offers modern, easy payroll and benefits to small businesses across the country. They were even named Best Online Payroll by PC Mag. Get 3 months free when you run your first payroll at gusto.com/TPS. Welcome to The Productivity Show, a podcast by Asian Efficiency to help you maximize your productivity so you can get everything done without having to sacrifice your health, family, and things that matter to you. We've helped tens of thousands of people save time, be happier, and become more productive. Back in 2013, at Asian Efficiency, we first introduced the evening ritual, which is the idea of having a routine at the end of the day to help you wind down, get ready for the next day, and have a great night of sleep. Since then, we've helped people all over the world implement an evening ritual to help them be more productive at work and in life. In this episode, we'll share with you a simple evening ritual you can use today to sleep better and feel more energetic. You can find links to everything that we share on the show notes by going to theproductivityshow.com/350. And now, on with the show. Hey everyone, this is Tan Pham, founder and CEO of Asian Efficiency, where we help people become more productive at work and in life. And today with me on the Productivity Show, I have my co-host Brooks Duncan, the COO of Asian Efficiency. How are you today, Brooks?
I'm excellent. Had a great sleep last night, so I'm ready to go and ready to record a podcast.
I wonder why, and I think it's related to today's topic, which is all about evening routine. So it's the idea of, it's kind of like the opposite of a morning routine where you kind of help you wind yourself down at the end of the day. That's the idea of an evening routine. And so we're going to be diving into that today. Before we get started and start diving into the content, one of the things we always like to do is share of our favorite resources as of lately. So we have three of them here. And Brooks, take it away.
All right. The first one is an app called Sleep Cycle. Now, full disclosure, they've been a sponsor of the podcast before, though they're not a sponsor of this episode. And it's a really great app for tracking your sleep, for detecting how you're sleeping, for giving suggestions for better sleep. It has a lot of sleep aids built into it, and it's just like an all-in-one sleep app. So Sleep Cycle is the first recommendation we have. Second recommendation is a set of blue blocking glasses. Now, Tan, I know you have tried seemingly every single type of blue blocking glasses out there, and the one you're liking right now, and this is a recommendation I got from you, is the THL blue blocking glasses. So if you're interested in blue blockers, feel free to check out the link, which will be in the productivityshow.com/350. And finally, if you're a Spotify subscriber, which I personally am, you may not know that they have a lot of great sleep sounds, sleep music. They have a whole section on sleep. So the third recommendation is the Spotify sleep playlists. And so if you're having trouble sleeping at night or you want to just set a kind of a sleep environment, which we'll be talking about, if you're already a Spotify subscriber, check out that. You might find something that works really well for you.
Yeah, so we'll have links to all the things that we just mentioned in the show notes, so don't worry if you missed something here. And if you're wondering if this episode is right for you here today, if you're someone who has trouble sleeping because you always have thoughts racing around in your head, I think this episode is going to be really helpful for you here today. Also, if you find that your sleep schedule is all over the place because you stay up late, I think having an evening ritual is going to solve a lot of challenges that you have here. But also, if you spend the morning spinning your wheels because you're trying to find out what you're trying to focus on and work on first, and you have no idea how to prioritize in the morning, I think this episode is going to really resonate with you here as well. So be sure to stay tuned. Next week's episode is all about how to organize your files, notes, and photos. So even if you have thousands of files to go through or photos or notes to go through, this episode is going to be really important because we are going to be revealing our system for organizing your files, notes, and photos. So you definitely don't want to miss out next week's episode. All right, Brooks, let's talk about evening rituals here, as we like to call it. So some people in the atmosphere like to call it an evening routine. We like to call it a ritual because the word ritual makes things a little bit more specific and has oftentimes more of a breakdown in step-by-step of what you should be doing. But when it comes to an evening ritual, why are we talking about this at all?
Yeah, well, like you mentioned, morning rituals, morning routine gets talked about all the time when we're talking about productivity. And we've certainly talked about it a lot of times on the podcast, even as far back as TPS 130. So that's over 200 episodes ago. We talked about morning rituals and how to become a morning person. And I know, Tan, you and I are both big believers in morning rituals and morning routines, but the morning really is only half the story. What about when you go to shut down at the end of the day? A lot of us are not very intentional about that aspect of our day. You know, maybe we have a really structured morning. Maybe we go into it with our day plan and stuff like that. But a lot of times we just kind of go to bed when we're tired, or maybe we go to bed later than we should, or sometimes even earlier than we should. And we don't have that same structure. And of course, that's fine. But if you have a repeatable sequence of steps that will help you shut down and put the day behind you, you're going to have two benefits from this evening ritual or evening routine. Number one, you'll be better prepared for the next day. So that's helpful. And number two, it'll help you sleep better. And both of those kind of work together, but it really does have a big impact on your next day. And we have a lot of courses at Agent Efficiency, you might know. We have one called Rituals. So if you want like step-by-step for how to create these rituals and stick with them, because creating a ritual, of course, is only half the time, you can check out Rituals. We'll link to it in the show notes. But really, the evening routine, evening ritual is such a big component or a big partner with the T framework, which I know we've talked about a lot on the podcast. So Tan, maybe you could talk about how the evening ritual kind of works hand in hand with the T framework.
Yeah. So as we all know, as loyal followers of the Productivity Show, I hope at this point, at least you are familiar with the T framework, which we've talked about in TPS 275. And T stands for time, energy, and attention. And it's our sort of methodology for productivity that we teach here at Agent Efficiency. So we like to think of them as the three pillars or the three components to successful productivity. If you have lots of time, if you have lots of energy, and you have lots of attention, think of them as like three currencies. If you maximize all of them, you are going to be very productive. And if you nail all three, it's inevitable that you're going to have a productive day. But if you just miss one of them, or one of them is not as optimal as it could be, then you aren't as productive as you could be. And this is where the evening ritual is so powerful, because it touches all three. Some things only touch one thing, but the evening ritual is so powerful in the sense that it affects your time, it affects your energy, and affects your attention. When you have a really good, solid evening ritual that you keep going and executing on a regular basis, then you'll be on top of things all the time. You know what's happening with your time today and tomorrow, and you'll be able to make the most of your precious time. And when you have an evening ritual in place that allows you to sleep well, guess what? You are going to have more energy, which is the second currency that we always talk about. And thirdly, when it comes to attention, you'll be less distracted when you go to bed early, you sleep well, you have a good night of sleep, and you feel a lot more focused, and you have this attention span of someone that can focus for 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 2 hours a day. And so I like to think of it as a force multiplier. Just like exercise is a really important habit to have that kind of touches on a lot of different things in your life. Like everyone has probably experienced the feeling of not exercising for a while and then starting to exercise, and you feel like, oh, I have so much energy, I feel so much better, stuff is getting done, the afternoon slump that we used to have is now gone, and because of that you have stuff to do that you can get done faster, and as a result you skip traffic so you get home a little earlier, and like it has this trickle down effect all over the place, right? And this is where the evening ritual is kind of like that too. So that's why we really wanted to do this episode here today, and we're going to share with you three steps to help you create your own evening ritual. Now, again, this is going to be the simplified version of it. If you want to get the full version, we have a course called Rituals, where we go into more detail, and we have like templates, and we're going to give you some additional training materials, plus 7 other rituals that you will learn about if you want to be really productive. But we're going to share 3 tips with you here today to kind of get you started, okay? And so the first one is to set a reverse alarm clock. Yes, I just said it right, a reverse alarm clock. Now, what does this mean? I think we're all familiar with the idea of an alarm clock, right? Before we go to bed, we set a time on our clock, whether it's a phone or an actual alarm clock or something else that you use to wake up. And you set it for, let's say, 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. and then it goes off, right? The reverse alarm clock is like that, but you flip it around. We set it to go off when you should start winding down and getting ready for bed. So it's not about waking up earlier necessarily, but it's getting yourself ready to actually wind down. Because many of us, what we tend to do is, let's say we want to go to bed or we want to wake up early, right? We'll go to bed whenever we feel like it. Then we'll just kind of like sacrifice our sleep to say, hey, if I need to wake up at 6 a.m. and I go to bed at midnight, then I might just sleep for 6 hours or so, right? But by setting a reverse alarm clock, what you're actually doing is you calculate in what time you should be setting the reverse alarm clock for, so that one, you prioritize sleep, two, you're prioritized to allow your body to kind of wind down. And so Brooks, can you kind of like walk through how you do this?
Yeah, well, for me, what I do is, because I have a hard time that I need to wake up, because I tend to go to the gym very early in the morning, either 6 a.m. or 6:30, depending on what day of the week it is. So I have a hard time that I do need to be up by. However, I don't use an alarm clock for that. I haven't used an alarm clock for a very long time, unless, you know, I have to catch a flight or something like that. Obviously, I'm not crazy. But if it's just like my normal day, I'm at the point now where I don't need an alarm clock because I use this reverse alarm clock strategy. So what I do is I know I need to get up by usually 5, sometimes 5:30, depending on what's going on. And so what I'll do is I track back. I think, okay, I want to get X amount of hours of sleep. So let's say I want to get 7.5 hours of sleep, 7 hours of sleep or something like that. I want to have some buffer time to, you know, say goodnight to the kids, brush my teeth, you know, all the stuff that we all need to do. And then I figure out, okay, then I need to be lights off, devices off, shut down by usually it's 9 to 9:30. Now, this doesn't always work out, of course. Sometimes I have to, my kids will go night skiing and I'll have to go to the mountain and pick them up at like 10 p.m. So that obviously messes up my schedule. But when it's possible, I have this reverse alarm clock situation. And I actually used to use an actual alarm, like an alarm would go off and say, I'd have an alarm set for, say, 8:45 p.m., 9 p.m. or something like that, saying like, time to do your evening routine. I don't really do that anymore because it's so internalized. But if you are getting started, this concept of creating a reverse alarm clock is really, really powerful.
Yeah, you can make it really fun too with automation as an example. So you can have like a routine set up on your home automation system where you say, hey, anytime it's 8:45 p.m., dim the lights or turn the lights a certain color. And it's like a subtle reminder in a way, right? It's kind of like the idea of the reverse alarm clock without the actual sound of an alarm clock. And so the idea here is that you want to basically reverse calculate what time you should start winding down because you're trying to prioritize sleep. And again, everyone's need for sleep is going to be different. Some people only need 6 hours. Some people need 7, 8, 9, 3, kind of like my own experimentation, I've discovered that I function best when I lay in bed for 8 or 8.5 hours. That doesn't mean that I sleep for 8 or 8.5 hours, but if I'm in bed by a certain time and I get to be in my own bed for 8 or 8.5 hours, that's when I tend to get my best quality of sleep. And so if I wanted to wake up at 6 and I use this reverse alarm clock idea and say, hey, let's say I want to get 8 hours of sleep in, then I need to be asleep by 10 o'clock, essentially. However, what I would do then is set the reverse alarm clock to be at 9:30 so that at least I have about 30 minutes or so of a buffer to kind of get ready and can I execute my evening ritual so that I will be in bed by 10, right? So then I would set the alarm clock for 9:30. And so you want to kind of calculate for yourself, one, how many hours of sleep do I need? Okay, two, what is the bedtime or the wake-up time, I should say, that I want to wake up at? And then reverse calculate, subtracting it from that. So, right, if I want to wake up 6 and I need 8 hours, 6 a.m. minus 8 comes down to 10 p.m. And then I would say add about 30 minutes of buffer time to give you enough time to kind of wind down, right? So that's how I came up with 9:30. So that's a really simple step that you can do. And if you do this tonight, I will guarantee you it's going to feel a little weird because you go, oh my gosh, I'm still so alert. I don't know what to do. What do I do now? Don't worry. We're going to give you some things in the next few tips on how to actually create an evening ritual. So again, tip number one, set a reverse alarm clock.
By the way, if you don't want to do the math on this and figure out what times you should be like in bed, all that sort of stuff, we actually have a chart that we made years ago that we'll link to. If you go to theproductivityshow.com/350, you can see what time you want to get up, how many hours you want to have in bed, and then what time you should be setting your alarm for. So we'll link that. And in the live stream, which we record live with our Dojo members, which is our community and TPS Plus members, Emily mentions a great point, which is that the health app on your iPhone actually has a feature for this where you can set it to remind you to wind down X amount of time before your bedtime. So it has a whole function built in. So if you're an iOS user, check out the health app. So thank you, Emily, for that great tip.
Before we move on to tip number two here, I want to give a quick shout out to TPS Plus subscribers. So as some of you already know, we have an upgraded version of the podcast called TPS Plus, and you can sign up at theproductivityshow.com/plus where you'll be able to become a member of our upgraded version of the podcast. So this is where you get episodes ad-free. You get them a week earlier. We also have a T Framework audio course where we teach you the system of the T Framework and how you can use it in your daily life to be more productive. Plus, it comes with tons of other benefits. And if you subscribe today, you also get a T-shirt that says one tweak a week. And that's kind of like our philosophy here as well. So thanks everyone who has already been a subscriber and is still is subscribed. And if you are not a subscriber yet, what are you waiting for? Go to theproductivityshow.com/plus and subscribe today. A few decades ago, private citizens used to be largely that. Private. What's changed? The internet. Think about everything you've browsed, searched for, watched, or tweeted. Now imagine all of that data being crawled through, collected, and aggregated by third parties into a permanent public record, your record. Having your private life exposed for others to see was once something only celebrities worried about. But in an era where everyone is online, everyone is a public figure. To keep my data private when I go online, I turn to ExpressVPN. Did you know there are hundreds of data brokers out there whose sole business is to buy and sell your data? The worst part is that they don't have to tell you who they're selling it to or get your consent. One of these data points is your IP address. Data harvesters use your IP to uniquely identify you and your location. But with ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server and my IP address is masked. And the best part is how easy ExpressVPN is to use. No matter what device you're on, phone, laptop, or smart TV, all you have to do is tap one button to get protected. So it protects my computers when I'm at home or co-working, and all my mobile devices when I'm on public or hotel Wi-Fi. I do all my big Asian efficiency planning by holding myself up in a hotel room, and you better believe I have ExpressVPN protecting me the whole time. So if, like me, you believe that your data is your business, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN on the market. Visit expressvpn.com/TPS and get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/TPS. Go to expressvpn.com/TPS to learn more. It's funny how payday brings so much happiness to the people who get paid, but so much grumbling from the people who have to do payroll, taxes, and benefits. Well, now you can tame the chaos of payroll, benefits, and HR with Gusto. We've teamed up with Gusto and are offering you 3 months free when you run your first payroll at gusto.com/TPS. Gusto is payroll, benefits, HR, and management tools all in one place and built for the modern small businesses. It automatically files and pays all state, local, and federal payroll taxes, and it can handle health benefits, 401ks, and more. Almost any budget can use Gusto. Here's why I think Gusto is great. Running payroll only takes 11 minutes on average, and Gusto partners with small businesses across all 50 states. There's a reason why Gusto was named Best Online Payroll by PC Mag. So you get 3 months free when you run your first payroll at gusto.com/TPS. go ahead and give it a try at gusto.com/TPS. All right, let's move on to tip number two here, and that is to define your evening ritual. Okay, so if you got the concept of the reverse alarm clock, you're like, okay, I'm like Tian, I need to be asleep by 10 o'clock, so I'm going to set my reverse alarm clock by 9:30. What do I do in those 30 minutes, right? And this is actually the evening ritual part. So at a minimum, your evening ritual should accomplish two things. One, help you wind down. And then two, close any loops you have rattling in your head that will mess up your sleep. If you just do those two things and get those accomplished, you have a great start to an evening ritual already. Because ideally, again, the whole idea behind an evening ritual is to get yourself ready for a good night of sleep and make sure that you're prepared for the next day, right? And so we want to close any open loop. And an open loop just simply means, what are some unanswered questions that you have in your head that are going on? And how can we either address those questions or get them out of your head so you can address them at a later point, right? So for example, I might have questions about like, oh man, when was the last time I went to the dentist? And that might be rattling in my head, but I probably don't want to do research on when that actually happens, right? Because then I open up my iPad or my computer and then I go and search and then I'm actually being very active at that moment. And so I would then just write it down on a piece of paper or in my notebook. And then I would have a task for it the next day to look into, or at least at some point during my weekly review, I'll get to it. And then I can answer that question if it's still that important, right? So there's a couple steps that you can have in your evening ritual. And again, everyone's evening ritual is going to be different. But what's most important is that you define a series of steps that you do every single night. And whether it's 4 steps, 5 steps, 7, 10, everyone's going to be different. But again, the whole idea here is getting yourself ready for a good night of sleep. So it's literally the opposite of a morning routine, which is all about getting yourself ready and set up for a productive day, right? The evening ritual is like the opposite of that, which is all about winding down for maximum sleep and focus and having the energy for the next day. So think about it as being productive starts the night before. So I'm kind of curious, Brooks, what are some best practices for you and things that you do for an evening ritual?
Yeah, well, before I share that, one thing I do want to mention, I want to touch on something that you just mentioned about that closing your open loops. So yesterday, it's funny how this timing worked out. Just yesterday, my wife and I were going for a walk in the evening through a forest that's near our house. And she was complaining to me that she has back-to-back meetings all day long. And so when she goes to bed, she has trouble sleeping because she's just thinking and processing all the stuff that she had going on during the day that she never had time to do during the day. So she ends up doing it like when she's lying there in bed. And one of the things I suggested to her is that she does exactly what you just said, which is as part of her evening routine, evening ritual, which she, you know, she has a series of steps the way that you and I do, Tan, add in something like just maybe journaling it out, just getting those thoughts from the day down, even if it's you typing it into a Word doc or writing it in a piece of paper and then just deleting it or whatever, just getting it out of the head could really, really improve things. So maybe I'll report back on in a future episode, how that works. She can be our evening ritual guinea pig. But some of the things that many people do successfully with their evening ritual, I'm going to give you a big list, but we're not suggesting that you do all of these things. In fact, the longer your list is, the less likely you are to actually do it. But some things that you may want to consider doing are things like turning down the heat, which we'll talk about in a bit, setting your devices to do not disturb, or even better, if you're able to, like get them out of the room, fill up some water and have it sitting next to your bed, talk about the day with your significant other, if that is something that makes sense for you, and if it applies, of course, maybe reading a paper book or a Kindle book. Fiction is generally better for that sort of thing as a way to wind down. Maybe stretching and or using something like a Theragun to just get the muscles. The Theragun even has a sleep routine that you can go through. You could journal, like I said, maybe have a warm shower or bath, set out your clothes for the next day, or write down your 3 most important tasks for the next day. Again, going back to that open loop situation. And like you were saying, you know, productivity starts the night before. And this is a great example of getting those most important tasks out of your head so that you can actually wind down. So those are some of the things that I know a lot of people do. So recommending picking and choosing a few of those to start with, just to start building your own routine.
Yeah, I'll quickly share the things that I do. I actually have a checklist that I have in Evernote that I reference every now and then because sometimes I might forget. Or if I haven't slept for a few days in a row at a certain quality, then I'll go, what am I missing? Why am I not sleeping so well? So I have this checklist in Evernote that I always reference when I need to. And a couple things that I have in there, and I have them in order here just because I typically do them in this order, but that doesn't mean that you have to exactly copy it, but just to give you some inspiration. First thing I do is wear blue light blocking glasses. So this is the one that we mentioned at the very beginning of the show, the THL glasses, which we'll link to as well. Then I set the bedroom temperature to 65 Fahrenheit, which I believe is about 17 or 18 Celsius. So typically most people find that pretty cold, and that is done intentionally so, because you tend to sleep better when the room temperature is a little colder. The next thing I'll do is I'll review my calendar for the next day. So I kind of have an idea of what's expected the next day. Do I have a lot of meetings? Do I have a lot of errands? Do I have a lot of podcasts? Do I have a lot of calls? Or do I have a free day? And can I just kind of like schedule whatever I want to do? Or maybe earlier in the week, I kind of scheduled that I was going to do deep work the next day. At least I want to kind of know what's going on the next day. Then I'll prepare my to-do list based on that information. So I kind of know what to do the next day. And again, I like to follow the rule of three. So no more than three most important tasks in a day. I'll prepare my outfit for the next day. So I like to kind of know ahead of time what I want to wear. This is then also usually related to the weather, so I'll quickly check the weather. It's like, what does the weather look like? If I have a workout that day, I typically wear something a little bit more relaxed and easy so I can quickly change, or maybe I'll just wear workout clothes at home so that I can immediately go to the gym whenever I need to. So those are some things that go through my head. Then I'll turn off all screens and music. So this is when I will just turn off the laptop, the TV, not use my phone as much, and really be intentional about just limiting my screen time. And then this is really optional. This is something I do inconsistently because it's very optional to me. And that is to drink warm water with apple cider vinegar, because there's just so many health benefits related to apple cider vinegar. It manages your insulin levels, longevity, and so on. You can do all the research you want on apple cider vinegar and then decide if it's right for you. But if you're someone who is high functioning and very hyper and has a lot of stuff going on, consider taking another beverage that maybe cools you down or calms you down, I should say, not cools you down. And that could be something like chamomile tea or something like that, right? Then I'll use the bathroom, brush my teeth, kind of like stuff that we do all the time. And then one of my favorite routines is using the Theragun. So I used to do a lot of stretching, like I use the foam roller, I have a foot roller massage. But then once I purchased the Theragun, and I kind of influenced a lot of people on the team here, including Brooks and Marmel, to get a Theragun. Once you have one, it's hard to go back to just doing a normal routine of foam rolling. So that's what I use now to kind of get ready for bed. So I don't know what kind of sleep routine you use, Brooks, but I always use the neck, the traps, and the upper chest. That's the routine I always like to use. And then just to finalize it here, I'll journal, do a breathing exercise for 3 minutes, read a book, and then I'm usually done, and then go to sleep. So this can all be done in 30 minutes or less. Again, an evening routine shouldn't really last more than 45 minutes or an hour at most. If it's more than that, you probably are just really slow or you have way too much stuff going on.
The Theragun, they have in their Theragun app, the sleep routine does all the things you said, also your thighs and your shins, and which is a little weird. So I do my calves because my calves are a problem. But it also has you do your forearms and the bottom of your feet. And they say that helps you. I'm sure there's some like TCM reason for this, but supposedly that just gets the blood flowing and helps you sleep. So you don't need a Theragun for that. You can, of course, do it yourself. But the key is to have some sort of regular thing that maybe helps with the blood flow and helps encourage good sleep.
All right, so that is tip number two. Again, define your evening ritual. So we gave a lot of stuff here. Pick and choose the things you want to do. And I would just recommend just pick 3-4 things just to start off with. Or if you have trouble just implementing in general, just pick one thing. And that will make a big difference already. Okay? So let's move on to tip number three here. And that is to create your sleep environment. So your sleep environment will support you in the success of your evening ritual, or make it more effective in a way that you otherwise wouldn't. So the way I like to think about this is that the better you sleep, right, the more productivity benefits you're going to see. So whatever we can do to optimize our sleep environments, right, the better you're going to be off. So we talked a lot about sleep already on the podcast. You can always go to TPS 214 and 238, where we talk about sleep secrets and three things you can do to help boost your energy. And the couple of things that we want to mention here are things that we've kind of hinted at before, but I think is worth repeating. So a couple of things you want to do tonight as you want to prepare yourself for a good night of sleep is, one, lower the temperature. So this is part of my evening ritual, right? So I set it to 65. The ideal range is anywhere between 60 and 67 Fahrenheit or 15 and 19 Celsius. You want to make sure you don't have any bright lights at home. So if you can, dim the lights as much as possible or make it as dark as possible. So one of the worst things you can do is have bright lights, right, as if you were at the office, and then kind of shut it off right away and then try to go to sleep. It usually takes a little bit of time for you to wind down. The next thing you want to do is make sure you turn off all screens if possible. So this could be your TV, it could be your laptop, it could be an iPad, anything that you have, quote unquote, turned on with a screen, I would recommend that you stop using them. So no screen time before bedtime is always like a mantra I like to remind myself of. What are some other things that you would recommend, Brooks?
So one thing, this is something that I guess I'm my wife and I have been married long enough that we're at this place in our relationship where we've actually started using different blankets because I am always hot and she is always cold. And so this is just something that's happened in the last few months, actually. So now she has the thick blanket we got as a wedding present almost 20 years ago. And I have a very thin blanket now. And it's made a really big difference for quality of sleep. I know there's actually products out there you can buy which run warm or cold water. There's special mattresses or covers on your mattresses where you can actually really regulate the temperature of your mattress. We don't have anything like that. We just do it low tech with blankets. But that is something that has been really effective for us. Also, I mentioned the Spotify playlists earlier. We use one because usually whenever we mention stuff like that, people will ask, what playlist do you listen to? So right now we listen to one called Sleepy Piano. My wife puts it on all the time. And sometimes I will even use a sleep story from calm.com. That helps me sleep as well. I think it's probably better to sleep in silence, to be totally honest. But if you do find it helpful to have, say, calming music or something like that, that can be helpful for some people. Not everybody, though, obviously.
I've done so many experiments when it comes to sleep, just tweaking my bedroom, my home, and I've kind of kept a journal of all the different experiments I've done over the years. And I was just thinking about this the other day, in the last 10 years that Asian efficiency has been around, I've probably done over 500 experiments on like productivity and just like being more productive and efficient in general. And so a couple of things that didn't work for me, but might work for you, but didn't work for me is an example of reading business books at night. Terrible idea. An iPad at night, even with blue blocker glasses, like that still is not as productive as it could be. I've also tried lots of different pillows and I've kind of learned that I really don't like soft pillows, like the ones that have like, you know, like real feathers in them. And just when you put your head down, you're almost like hitting the mattress already. Those are no bueno, no good for me. Playing video games, obviously, at night is no bueno as well. So these are all things, you know, I had to try and discover. And some things work for other people, but it definitely didn't for me. But what did work was the temperature. So lowering it to 65 is something I found to be most effective for me. No screens late at night. The more I turn off my screens, at least an hour and a half before even, I know that's kind of like the ideal thing situation for me. And then the foam rolling, or as of last year, the Theragun, where I use kind of like a percussion device to self-massage, allows me to sleep a lot better. And the feet thing you mentioned, Brooks, is really funny, weird at the same time, because before I had the Theragun, I had a foot roller that I would have here. And I've mentioned it before as one of the top three resources. I think it was called Foot Rubs with a Z. So Food Rubs with a Z. You can find it on Amazon for like $10 or something. And when you do it, you just put your foot on it and you roll your feet on this like spiky little device. And it just instantly releases tension in your feet. And you just go, oh, wow. Like, I didn't know I could be so relaxed because there's actually a lot of tension in our feet. But now you can use a Theragun to kind of get the same effect. So those are things that have worked for me. And those are things that you want to consider. But again, when it comes to creating your own sleep environment, you have to experiment what works for you. And we just gave you some best practices and tips here. But eventually, you got to figure out what is the thing that works for you. And I would, again, reference the episodes that I mentioned earlier, TPS 214 and 238, to kind of help you design your own sleep environment so that you'll sleep better at night. Okay. So to wrap up today's episode, we always like to make sure that things are simple and actionable, everything that we do at Asian Efficiency and on the Productivity Show. So whether you're consuming one of our podcasts, read a blog post, or attend one of our courses or trainings, we want to make sure that you always know what to do next so you can implement it and get results right away. So based on this episode, if you made it this far, what I would recommend that you do next is write down the steps of your evening ritual. Maybe pick 1, 2, 3 things at most that you want to implement, then try it out tonight. Even if you just implement one thing tonight, it will make a significant difference in how you sleep tonight. So try it out. And if you want to have links to everything that we just mentioned in the show notes, you can go to theproductivityshow.com/350. And next week's episode is all about organizing your files, notes, and photos. And we're going to reveal our easy organization system. So you definitely don't want to miss that. And if you want to figure out ways to be more productive right away, we have a quiz that will show you all the opportunities that you can focus on to make yourself more productive with the T framework. So go check out theproductivityshow.com/quiz and find out right away how you can be more productive in 2 minutes or less. Thanks again for attending today, and we'll see you next Productive Monday.